5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, this is Peyton Sweet. I'm from Texas, and I have, I would say, 2 to 3 stories, and I listened to the show, and I wanted to go ahead and say my part, kind of see if you can help me understand it a little bit, because I'm still confused. It happened a couple of years ago, but I've never been able to bring light to the situation and understand why it happened. So it's in my grandparents' house. I lived there throughout my life. It was kind of like our safe place to go. Like whenever, say, we family split up, we needed a place to go, it was always there. And I had this one bedroom in the house. It was upstairs. And everything happened in this bedroom. There was never anything else in the house, any other room. Nothing ever happened but in this bedroom. So the first thing that happened, I was laying in bed and the lights were on and everything like that. I had my dog laying next to me and I kind of dozed off, but I wasn't asleep. I was halfway asleep, halfway awake. I was in that middle state, and something grabbed the door to my room and shook it violently. Like you could hear it through the walls. And I know it wasn't a dream because the dog lifted its head up and looked directly at the door before I woke up. So the dog saw it first. That's how I know it was real. And so I was freaked out. So I kind of sat there for a second. And then I went, downstairs and I asked my family if they knew or if they did it like they were joking around with me. Because they'd known about these things that had happened to me, and they joked around about with it, but I never saw the joke, and none of them ever heard it. And I'm telling you, this door shook so hard, there's no way you couldn't hear it in this whole entire house, but nobody ever heard it. So that was the first one that happened. And then there was this one night, I was laying in bed, I was all by myself. And I had my bathroom light on, and I had my TV on. Keep in mind, this is like a smart TV, like a brand new just a newer TV. So I fall asleep, and then hours later, about 2:30, 3 in the morning, something grabs my leg. Like, I've kicked in my sleep before, and I know what a kick is, but a kick has never hurt. Something grabbed my ankle and pulled me down to the end of my bed, and it hurt my leg. Like, it hurt how hard it pulled me down. And so I lifted up, and I'm like, what was that? And, like, I'm sure you know, if someone puts their hand on you and they pull it off, you can still feel that pressure of where it was. And that's what I felt, that pressure on my ankle, like something was holding my ankle. So then I look up, my bathroom light was off, and my TV, I said it was a smart TV for a reason, because the TV screen was static. There's no way to have a static screen on a smart TV. It's not a thing. It doesn't work like that. So it doesn't make any sense to me why it would have happened. So after all that, I kind of like sit there for a second, get my thoughts together, and just like just realize what just happened. And then I start freaking out. So I stand up and I get to like the back corner of my bed. It's against two walls, and I kind of like look over the edge of the bed and I don't see anything. And I take one jump from the end of the bed to the light switch, and I turn the lights on, and I leave the lights on for the rest of the night. It was the scariest thing. That was the scariest thing that happened. But then after that, it was one morning. This is back when I was in high school. So I woke up. And my grandma came in there, and she was talking to me, and I told her, like, I didn't feel good. I don't want to go to school that day. And she was like, okay, that's fine. So I stayed in bed, right? Well, she had to take my sister to school. So she goes and takes my sister to school. I forget that she's gone. And this is my first experience of sleep paralysis. And that's what it is. I hear a lot on the show, these people seeing these figures, and it's sleep paralysis, what it is. I don't know if it's paranormal. I don't know the connections to it, but I know what it is. I've gone through it. And so all of a sudden I'm laying in bed, my eyes open, and I'm using my phone. My phone is like hanging above. I have both my arms up, and it's like over my face. So I'm using my phone like over my face, and all of a sudden my phone drops, and I like flinch because my phone's going to hit me in the face, but my phone falls right through my face and through my body. My phone was never there. And then I look up and my arms are stuck by my side. I can't move. I don't understand what is going on. And I start freaking out because I can't talk. I can't speak. It's like something, like it's sitting on my chest and I can't move. I can't do anything at all. So then I look up, and right by the door, there's this, it's like a figure. It's this black figure, and it's dark. It is a dark figure, and it's not a human. It's not a human figure. It's hunched over. It's probably like 4 feet tall, but its legs and arms are so long, but it's like crunched over into a ball, and I can see its hands. Its hands were so long. Like, it had palms, and it had fingers that looked like they were almost like a foot long each. And it just hunched over, and it kept like, it would creep in, it would get closer and closer, and like brush its hand against the door and just like come in super weird. So I'm trying to scream help from the top of my lungs. I'm trying and trying, and I cannot get it out. I can't get it out at all. And so then finally it gets like right next to the bed, and I break out of it, and I scream help at the top of my lungs. And I'm laying in bed like petrified. I have no clue what to do. And I'm waiting for someone in the house to come to the room to just so I know that I'm awake and there's someone there. And then I remembered that no one is in the house. No one is there. And so I tell everybody about these stories, and they think that it's just not real. It's a joke. But I'm telling you, I've seen all these things. I've felt all these things. I'm not too worried about the sleep paralysis, because a lot of people go through that. But the things that happened like in my sleep in that one room, and I'd never seen anything else in that house. besides that room. Until this day, I will not go back in that room. I will not sleep in that room because I can't do it. It was to the point where I was so scared. I had there was a closet in that room, and it was a double door closet. I would put a giant rock in front of those two doors before I'd go to sleep just to make sure those things would not open up in the middle of the night and scare me. That's how bad it was. All righty. Thank you. That's my story, and I'd love to be on the show.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.